Okay. Hello. Yeah, it's really, really late. It's like 3 a.m. And I was watching the OA, the new season just came out. And I was talking to somebody and they said that they didn't like the ending. I'm sorry, like mumble, 'cause like, yeah, anyway. I was talking to somebody and they were saying that the ending of the OA last season was not good. And then I was like, "Hey, I think you're super cool and I like you, but I will throw hands for the OA." But yeah, I started watching this. I literally just started watching the first episode of the second season. I thought it was pretty good. And the investigator guy is cute, so. But anyway, there's a lot of questions that I need to get to, so I'm just gonna start. And I'm sorry if I sound like a rambling fucking moron, but I mean, what do you expect? It's me, like, you know? I'm so sorry. I don't know if anybody's even gonna listen to this because I'm just like a mess. Okay. All right, so I'm just gonna start off. Okay. This is from Ripped Bubba 444. What is a ripped like Bubba? Isn't that like a Isn't there like a gum called Bubba, or am I an idiot? What was your first memorable great sexual encounter? Also, have you ever been with a girl, and how that was like, if so? How that was like, if so? Is that grammatically correct? I don't know if it is. I'm so stupid. I'm saying, like, I don't know if it is, and I'm an English major. My God, do you guys think that they're gonna come and take my degree away? And how that was like, if so. Okay. The first memorable great sexual encounter I had was I dated this guy in, I don't know why I'm telling you guys this. I dated this guy in high school, and he was an asshole. He's a really nice guy. He wasn't though. And he's the first guy that I was with, and he told me that squirting was not normal, and so I was really insecure about myself when we would have sex. Yeah, I'm not sure if like the recording cut off, but I was really insecure about it. And after I was with him, every time I would have sex, I like would every time we would have sex, I would try really hard not to come, because like he told me that the whole squirting thing was really weird. Such an asshole. Like, what would you tell someone that? Seriously. But yeah, I think my first what was the question? My first memorable great sexual encounter was with the guy that I dated after him. I was we were each other's second partner. And it was the first time we had sex, but I had like more experience than him, and so I don't know. The guy that I dated after him, I dated this guy who had only been with one girl before me, but he had only had sex with her once. Like, he literally just like pumped and then he left. And so when we got together, it was really fun because he learned how I liked to be fucked and stuff. And I remember he ended up breaking up with me for someone else. And I remember after we broke up, we got in an argument, and I told him one time. I was like, tell your girlfriend she's welcome. And he's like, what? And I was like, tell your new girlfriend she's welcome. And he was like, for what? And I was like, because the way you fuck her is the way I taught you to fuck me. So she's welcome. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was with him. The first time we had sex after, when we started dating. It was really memorable because, we were really in love with each other and for a long time, for a while. And, we had strictly been friends, and then we decided we wanted a date. So, the first time that we were like intimate was really cool. Have you ever been with a girl? I have never been with a girl, but I'd like to. I think that'd be cool. Yeah. Toxic Octopus said, "Dearest M, I would love to hear you ramble about your perfect weekend. It can be anywhere, no expense spared. How might it go?" I had a perfect weekend once. I went to Catalina Island. If any of you guys live, my head hurts so much. If you guys have ever, if you live like in LA or anything, Catalina Island is this island off of the San Pedro Harbor, I think, in LA. You take like a ferry out to the, I think it's like an hour out to the island, and it's gorgeous, and it's a tiny little island. There's like no cars, and I went and stayed there with my ex, and it was a lot of fun, because Catalina Island has a very special place in my heart, because we used to go there all the time when I was a kid, and my parents actually like used to vacation there when they were dating. So I don't know, it's very near to my heart, so it was really sweet, and it was a really nice weekend. Why am I talking like that? So yeah, I think like my perfect weekend would probably be like staying in Catalina Island and not doing anything with the person that I like, and which actually sounds like a really good idea, because like the person that I like lives in LA, so yeah. We're, Sinister said, "I was looking at your Patreon and I'm not sure if I read it right or not. Do you really speak Spanish? Are you fluent in it? I just started following you on Reddit recently and I haven't looked yet, but do you have any audios in Spanish? I speak both English and Spanish, and there was something about these kind of audios in Spanish that really catches my attention." Sí, hablo español. I sounded like a fucking moron. Sí, hablo español. El español fue mi primer lenguaje. Nunca he hecho audios sexuales en español porque no sé hablar dirty en español. Pero sí, hablo español. De hecho, mi mamá no habla inglés. So, hablamos español con mi mamá. Y... pero el español fue mi primer lenguaje y soy súper orgullosa de saber hablar español. Yeah. Okay. Only one MRFSTR. How do you even pronounce that? It says, just say my name. Just say hi to my username as sexy and sultry as you can. I don't know where you're, I don't know how to pronounce your username. You know what your username reminds me of? Mastercraft. Do you guys know who that is? There's this, one of my all-time favorite bands. They're called Death From Above 1979. And one of the guys from Death From Above 1979 is like a DJ, and he DJs under Mastercraft. That's his name. Your username reminds me of that. Say hi to my username as sexy and sultry as you can. Bro, I'm like buzzed right now, so like, I don't know if I can be sexy and sultry. Okay, let's try. Hi. Only one MRFSTR. And then someone said, "I'm sober and I can't say your name correctly. Def Leppard fan." That made me laugh. Horny Heart. I second that from my username too. That is have fun. Hi, Horny Heart. I feel like that username could be based on me because my name is Heart Damage and I'm always horny. Anyway, sorry, I was drinking. Anyway, GNKPF. Oh, this is Jay. Okay. That's not his name, but his name starts with a J, so I call him Jay. That's just in case anything's like, I gave him the wrong name. I didn't. It's like his name starts with a J, like my name starts with an M. So, anyway, I wonder how drunk M would sound in Spanish. It's funny because like, okay, it's funny because I have this friend, who lives in San Francisco, and he always texts me, and he never finishes, like, he'll text me, and I'll text back, and then he never texts me again. Like, he literally starts conversations with me, and then doesn't text me for, like, 3 days, and earlier, he did that, and I texted him, and I was like, I fucking hate you so much, and, he called me, and he's like, why are you mad at me? I didn't do it on purpose. I'm like, you do this shit all the time. It's so annoying, dude. Like, it's annoying. And he was like, no estés enojado conmigo. No estés enojada conmigo. No lo hice a propósito. And I'm like, ¿para qué empiezas pinches conversaciones conmigo si no vas a hablar conmigo? ¿Para qué? Did you guys know? Oh, my God. I was watching the Dora the Explorer trailer. Don't ask. I was looking at the trending page and I saw that Dora the Explorer is getting a movie. Oh my God. I had to pause you guys for like a sec. Oh yeah, Dora the Explorer is getting a movie and Eugenio Derbez is in it? What? The fuck. Anyway, I just talked in Spanish and I don't know if that's good enough, but yeah. This is what drunk M sounds like when she speaks Espanol. I was going to try to say that like in like a white girl, like Espanol. This is how Heart Damage sounds speaking Espanol. Have you guys ever seen that Vine? The little boy is like trying to get some chips and the chips fall and he goes, Hurricane Katrina, more like Hurricane Tortilla. I don't know. Anyway, Bear Jordan said, do you like horror movies? Have you seen the new movie Us or Get Out? If so, I'd love to hear your thoughts on them. I like horror movies, I think. I like old horror movies. I don't really like new horror movies. I haven't seen either of those movies. I heard Get Out was really good. But I get really scared easily. It's really stupid. So I don't really watch horror movies, but like some of my favorite movies are horror movies. Like, I don't know if Alien counts as a horror movie, but Alien's one of my favorite movies. Psycho. I'm a big Hitchcock fan. I used to watch this as a kid when I was young, stupid ass. I can't fucking talk. I used to watch like a bunch of Hitchcock films with my dad when I was a kid. So like The Birds, and see, Strangers on a Train, Psycho is one. I also really love The Shining, The Evil Dead original. I haven't seen those two movies. I get like, I'm the type of person who like likes to like read and look up like scary shit. Like when I was in, I don't know if I talked about this before, I can't remember. When I was in high school, I was really obsessed with serial killers. And, I used to read, like, a lot about them, like, my little brother, like, when he was, like, 5 or 6, you'd ask him, like, what was the name of the serial killer that stalked the Bay Area and wore, like, a cape? And my brother will be, like, the Zodiac Killer, because, like, he was so used to me talking about serial killers, and then just, like, having books in the house about serial killers, and, it's the same reason, like, that whole Ted Bundy thing that just came out on Netflix and the Jeffrey Dahmer movie that just came out recently as well. I remember when like that Ted Bundy show came out on Netflix, a bunch of people wrote to me because I guess I had talked about how much I like serial killers before, and they were like, hey, I don't know if you've noticed, there's this TV show on Netflix and it's about Ted Bundy, you should watch it. And I was like, no, I will not be watching that. Every time that I go on Netflix and that little like icon is on there and I see his face, it fucks me up. Like, I can't. After I read two books about Ted Bundy and one about Dahmer. After I finished the books, I watched their last interviews on YouTube. This is back in high school. And it fucked me up. Like, I'm terrified. I will not, like, I cannot watch anything with Ted Bundy or Jeffrey Dahmer in them. Like, I just think it's super gross how, like, people are romanticizing these two men who were completely insane. Like, the things that they did are just horrendous. And they are by far the two most terrifying serial killers I have ever read about. And that's the same reason that I refuse to watch anything that's Jeffrey Dahmer or Ted Bundy. Like, they just scare the shit out of me, and I will not touch anything that has to do with them anymore. I don't know. I just think that there's something really terrifying about someone that can act completely normal, you know? It's just, what? I don't know. They're really creepy. If you guys have never seen their interviews, you should watch them, because they're fucking, it gave me the heebie-jeebies. I literally couldn't sleep for, like, 2 weeks after that, because I just couldn't deal with it. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know why I went on this rant. Oh, also, if you guys are one of those people that like always leaves your door unlocked, I'm about to tell you a story. When there's this serial killer, they called him the Vampire of Sacramento. His name is Richard Trenton Chase. Well, he's not alive anymore, but he was killing people in Sacramento. And usually like serial killers have a pattern. So like Bundy killed, you know, girls that were really thin and lanky and like had stringy hair, you know, like 70s, like parted down the middle, you know, hair that was long and you know, whatever. But Richard Trenton Chase didn't have a pattern. So it was really hard for the investigators to like catch him. And this is a guy who was like completely crazy. Like before he started murdering people, he was in a mental institution, and he said that he needed blood, that his blood was drying out because his mom used to poison him, and so he needed to drink blood. And at the mental institution, he would literally catch birds through the window in his cell or whatever, and he would bite their heads off, and then he would suck the blood out of them like they were popsicles. Just fucking disgusting, actually. I don't know why I'm talking about it. It's going to make me throw up. Anyway, so the point is, when they finally caught him, because like he didn't have a pattern of like people that he killed. He would kill men, kids, women. He killed a pregnant woman and took the fetus out of her and then a bucket of her blood and took it with him. And when they caught him, he had the fetus with him. But when they interviewed him, they were asking him like, how did you pick your victims? They were like, well, how did you pick your victims? And he said, I didn't. And then they were like, well, then how did you go about hurting the people that you hurt? And he said, I didn't pick any of my victims. He said, I went from door to door, and whatever door was unlocked meant that I was welcome in that home. And that's how he would pick his victims. So if you are one of those people who always leaves your door unlocked, lock your door. Seriously. That was long. Aaron, Dite77 said, hey, Em, I've got some questions for you. Throw them at me, Aaron. How tall are you? I'm short. I'm 5'4". What is your favorite liquor and what is your favorite cocktail without liquor? And since you said you'll be doing this drunk, what were you drinking earlier? I was drinking, well, I'm not drinking anymore, but I was drinking Jack and Coke, and my favorite liquor, ooh, I don't know. I like Jaeger, and nobody likes Jaeger, but I love Jaeger. I think it's really yummy. So I like Jaeger bombs. What else do I like? I mean, I like lots of liquors. I also like Jameson picklebacks. If I had to choose my favorite liquor, what would it be? I don't know. I'm Mexican, so I'm just gonna go straight tequila. Yeah, tequila is probably my favorite liquor. My favorite cocktail with tequila are palomas, which is tequila with, what did I say, tequila like a white girl? Tequila with squirt, lemon, and salt. My favorite. What are some of your favorite TV series? Any that you haven't yet seen but would like to start watching? Oh my God, don't get me started on my favorite TV series because then I'm going to go on a rant. I don't know. I like The X-Files. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you guys some of my favorite, all-time favorite shows. My favorite show of all time is I Love Lucy. I love that show. I grew up, like, watching Nick at Night before it was, like, a TV show. TV Land before it was, like, its own channel, and it used to come on Nickelodeon, like, after the cartoons ended. I love, 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 I Love Lucy. Newer shows, I love The X-Files, Twin Peaks, Arrested Development, Freaks and Geeks, Party Down, The OA I really enjoyed as well, Mindhunter, Westworld, True Blood, The Night Of, the first season of True Detective, I'm probably missing some. Skins, the original series. There's another one I'm missing. Misfits in the UK. If you've ever watched Misfits, it's one of my all-time favorite shows as well. Game of Thrones, of course. Everybody likes Game of Thrones. Sex and the City is one of my all-time favorite shows as well. I, like, watch that religiously. I don't know. I can't really even think anymore. Those are some of my favorite shows. any that you haven't yet seen but would like to start watching? I want to start watching The Handmaid's Tale. I tried to watch it, like, when it first came out. But, like, I watched, like, 3 episodes, and I was like, this show's too intense for me. But I really want to... Oh, actually, that's another thing. Mad Men is one of my all-time favorite shows ever. I love Mad Men. Mad Men, like, literally is one of the best things that's ever been on TV. But that's why I want to watch it, because Elizabeth Moss was on Mad Men, and now she's on The Handmaid's Tale, and she's an awesome actress, even though she's a Scientologist. I don't know why I threw that in there. If you're a Scientologist, I'm sorry. If you're a Scientologist, you're weird. But she's a Scientologist, but she was on Mad Men, and she was fantastic on Mad Men. And so that's why I want to watch The Handmaid's Tale. But I've watched like 3 episodes of it like a really long time ago, and I never finished. But that's a show that I want to watch. I don't know what else. What other show do I want to watch? I kind of want to watch Narcos because I watched Narcos Mexico, but I haven't. Are you more of an introvert or an extrovert? I think I'm a little bit of both, but I'm mostly, I don't know. Like, I'm the type of person that it's really easy to, like, make friends. Like, I'll talk to anybody about anything. Like, I will find something to talk to somebody about. But I'm also very shy, especially if it's around someone that, like, makes me nervous. So I think I'm a little bit of both. It depends on who I'm with. In your opinion, what is an absolute, oh my God, deal breaker for a potential friendship, a potential relationship? Absolute deal breaker? I don't know. I don't, if you're dishonest, I'm a person that believes that someone's word is everything. So if you're fake or you're dishonest, then that's a deal breaker for me. I don't know. Someone that's like really into smoking weed, like I understand people smoking weed, but I don't understand people that like smoke weed in the morning, then at lunch, then before they go to sleep. And it's like, dude, you're high all day. Like, I don't get that. It's cool if you smoke weed recreationally, but if you're trying to date me and you smoke weed, like you're high, like 90% of the time that you're awake, that's the deal breaker for me. I'm not into that. So, if someone gave you the opportunity to do absolutely nothing, anything you wanted with 100% certainty, no one would ever find out, how would you consider doing, and do you think you'd actually go through with it? What? I don't even understand. I just read the question. I don't even understand what I just read. Not because you wrote it wrong, just because I'm fucking retarded. I need to stop saying that. It's not politically correct. If someone gave you the opportunity to do something, absolutely anything you wanted with 100% certainty, no one would ever find out, what would you consider doing? I would go through with it, and it'd be like me stealing like hot Cheetos from like a convenience store and stealing a bunch of makeup from Sephora. What are your biggest pet peeves? I'm just kidding. When people tap me, or when they say like that, like, hey you, because they can't remember my name. People that are late, that's my biggest pet peeve of all time. If you're always late, it's so annoying waiting on people. It pisses me off. What else? If you break plans like 10 minutes before, that's a pet peeve of mine as well. On Reddit, I'm just going to go with my pet peeves on Reddit. On Reddit, my biggest pet peeve of all time is the fact that in my About Me, it says, don't send me chats, just PMs, thank you. And people still fucking send me chats. It's the most obnoxious thing. It's annoying, and I fucking hate it. What other habits do I have? When people ask me to do things, like, that annoys me on Reddit. Like, when people ask me to post videos of myself masturbating, and then I look at their page, and their page is blank, and I'm like, okay, you're one. First of all, you shouldn't be asking. Like, I put what I want because I feel comfortable, you know? Who do you think you are by, like, asking people to do things for? I don't know. I just, like, that really annoys me. Now you guys ask me to, like, do, like, audio, like, suggestions. But when people are, like, post a picture of the mess you made, and I'm like, no, that's gross. I don't want to do that. I feel uncomfortable doing that. Or like the day that I posted a picture of my feet, and then people were like, oh, I finally saw your feet. And I'm like, dude, that's weird. Don't be like, seriously. That has nothing to do with the question. I don't even know why I answered that. And that was from Johnelli69. Chew on This said, what do you do to cheer yourself up after a shitty day, week, or month? To cheer myself up, I usually will listen to music and make myself feel better. I don't know, buy myself like a bottle of wine, or cook myself a nice meal, do my makeup. I'll just try to do something that I can like pour my energy into, I guess. Sound of Silence. Hey, Em, just wanted to drop by and wish you an amazing evening. I hope you are taking good care of yourself. Have you been watching the new OA season already? I'm currently at episode 4, and I like it a lot. I just posted something about the OA, but nobody's responded. I watched like the first episode of the second season, and I'm really impressed that they were able to tie the two seasons together. But no, I haven't watched the rest of it. I love the OA. I thought the first season was really great. So, but I am watching it. So if you're watching the OA and you want to like talk to me about it, just like comment on the other thing that I posted earlier about the OA. Lucky Butt 2 said, you seem to be getting drunk pretty often lately. Are you okay? I would love to listen to your worries. This, like, message makes me, like, made me so mad. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I wrote back, excuse me, I drink about once every 2 weeks. The last time I drank was 9 days ago, and I got drunk really quick that day because I never drink, and I'm only 5'4 and weigh 128 pounds, and I got buzzed after my second beer. Please don't make assumptions. You can't prove in statements you know nothing about. I'm not trying to be rude, but, like, why would you say that to someone? You know? I don't know. Anyway. Yes, I'm fine. You don't have to worry about me. Seriously. I'm a grown adult. I'm fine. Okay. Puffy Globe 2 said, what are you looking for in an ideal but realistic partner? Answers can be as abstract as you want. What am I looking for in an ideal partner? I don't know. Someone that loves music. Someone who's honest, who has a sense of humor, because I'm very sarcastic and I can be very dry. Someone who has good communication skills, because that's a big one for me. If I can just, like, shoot the shit with someone and, like, talk shit with them and listen to music with them and stuff, like, that's pretty cool. I don't know. I always end up with, like, musicians for some reason. I do also like someone that's, like, not educated in the fact, like, that they have, like, a master's or anything, but somebody that, like, went to college is another big thing for me, because I feel like college, like, you learn skills for your life. Physically, I am really drawn to tall guys. If you're tall, then yes. tall guys. I have a thing for hands. Like, if guys have, like, long fingers and their hands are very delicate, I like that. I'm really drawn to, like, thin, tall guys or athletic tall guys. I don't know. I also like someone that isn't afraid to, like, put me in my place. That sounds weird. I've been in relationships before where, like, I've been in relationships before when guys have told me that, like, I'm the guy in the relationship. Cause I'm like, I've gone through a lot in my life, so I'm very strong-willed, and if I get upset and stuff, like, I have a really strong personality. But sometimes I want to be with someone that's going to be like, shut the fuck up, like, stop, you know? So someone that can, like, isn't afraid to, like, tell me things how they are and to, like, put me in my place or isn't afraid to, like, isn't going to, like, walk on eggshells around things, I like that. But, like, a while back I dated this guy, I was talking to this guy who, he had just gotten a divorce, and we were kind of, like, going on, like, dates and stuff, and, like, I don't remember, he was acting weird, and I was just like, all right, whatever, and then he was like, well, I just got out of a divorce, and I need you, and I was like, bro, I'm not gonna baby you, like, we're both adults, I don't need people to baby me and rub my back when I'm upset, because I can deal with and process my feelings in a very, like, proactive manner, like, I'm not gonna hold your hand or baby you and rub your back and say, like, oh, poor you, oh my god, you know, like, no, you have to get yourself out of that place, and let it make you better and grow from it, you know? Like, that's the way I feel. So, I don't like when I have to baby people. That's not my thing. I don't like people to baby me. So, yeah. Just looking 9889. What's your favorite cereal? Special K with the strawberry bits. What's your favorite beer? La Fin du Monde. Is my favorite beer. And Indio is one of my favorite beers as well. What do you think about yoga pants? Give me all the yoga pants for the rest of my life. What's one of your favorite books? My favorite book is The Savage Detectives by Roberto Bolaño. I also really like, Oh my, I just had a brain fart. I'm so retarded. Breakfast at Tiffany's by Truman Capote. I love Truman Capote. He's one of my favorite authors. What's one of your favorite movies? My favorite movie of all time is Matilda. Do you like karaoke? I fucking love karaoke. Are you kidding? If you could choose between flying or invisibility, which power would you choose? Invisibility, I'd break into Sephora and steal all their makeup. If you could be an animal for a day, what would it be? Oh my God. So a while back, somebody asked me that they were like, if you were an animal, which animal would you be? And I've given this a lot of thought and I've come up with two animals that I would be. And I'm going to tell you guys why, because my reasons are perfect. So if I was any animal, I would be either a sea urchin or I would be a puffer fish. And I'm going to tell you guys why. So a sea urchin, of course, has like spikes on it and it looks super scary. And a puffer fish, when they puff up, I mean, it's like they're not terrifying, but it's like weird, you know? But also sea urchins, I mean, if you step on one, their spikes have like little tiny, 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 tiny spikes on them. So it like, it fucks you up if you step on one. And puffer fish, I think in like Japan, you have to train for 7 years in order to be certified to cut, and handle like puffer fish, because they have a venom on the inside of their body. And if that venom comes out, it will kill you. And so, you have to be skilled in cutting and treating a puffer fish, I think for 7 years before they'll let you actually have a license for it. The reason that I would like to be uni, which is sea urchin. The reason I would want to like have, well, the reason I would want to be a sea urchin or be, puffer fish is because, just like puffer fish and, sea urchins, I can be very hard, and I think sometimes I can be intimidating, but once you get to know me, just like sea urchin, the inside of them are a delicacy, as well as puffer fish. They're also like, it's kind of a delicacy as well. So I like to think that I have like a hard exterior and I can be intimidating, but, just like those two fishes, I am also inside of me. It's like I'm a really great person on the inside, and I'm a delicacy like them. I swear to God, I'm like gonna like see this tomorrow morning and I'm just gonna be like, what the fuck was I talking about? What's wrong with me? I don't know if that answers your question. HDunk5000 says, what's your drink of choice? I prefer vodka. We're talking like drink, I have Moscow Mule, hands down, forever. I also like Palomas, I like Jack and Coke. I went through a really long period where I was really obsessed with like Texas tea. Texas iced tea, which is like a Long Island iced tea, but it has like more liquor in it. I think it has like tequila or something in it. I don't know. I'm not a bartender. But my favorite drink ever is a Moscow Mule. What drink do you recommend? I need to pee so bad. What drink do you recommend to someone who has never had alcohol before? And this is from Aw Samboy. What drink do you recommend to someone who has never had alcohol before? A Moscow Mule is pretty good. A beer. I got my brother drunk when he was 15. We got him fucked up. He threw up everywhere. But we gave him beer, and then he was drinking shots of tequila and Jaeger. I don't know why he was drinking that, but yeah. I'd say beer, honestly. Do you prefer boobs or? Oh my God, the audio cut out because I was fucking getting drunk tiled. Do I prefer boobs or butts? I don't prefer either of them. I don't know. What do you think about furries? Ew. Does Bruno Mars is gay? I don't think he's gay. He's very cute. Are you grump or not so grump? It depends on how I'm feeling. I'm not so grump right now. I'm feeling pretty good. Banana Bonanza said, what is your favorite movie? Matilda. Flex Laser said, are you good at rolling your R's and other aspects of Spanish? Mine isn't that great and I'm terrible with words like verde. Did that answer your question? Because I just said verde. I am very good at rolling my R's. Let me say some words that have R's in them. Verde. That's the only word I can think of. Recámara. Harry Potter. Febrero. Recado. Ricardo. Regalo. I don't know. I would say just sing a sing a song. I can't talk. I would say just sing a. I can't. How come I can't even say this? I would say just sing a fun song, like A Friend Like Me from Aladdin, or any song you particularly like. A song. You know what song I was singing the other day at White Sands? I was singing Arabian Nights by Aladdin. I was standing at the hill, at the top of a hill in White Sands, screaming, "Arabian nights like Arabian days." I don't know. I'm not gonna sing a song right now because I sound like ass. But yeah, D Matters 832, is the U.S. the greatest country in the world? I don't know. I don't think so. We suck. Becky 6969 said, "What's your biggest turn on, biggest turn off?" Oh, I have so many turn ons. Somebody kisses my neck. Someone teases me. I don't know. Someone that's flirty. Someone that I can like talk to in a regular way, but also talk to sexually is really sexy. Biggest turn off, I already talked about those. I had to let you know I just signed up for Reddit because I absolutely had to subscribe to your feed. Amazing stuff. That's from Map 2009. I'm the map, I'm the map. Thank you. That's cool. No, I really do appreciate it. That's pretty gnarly. It's gnarly how like there's 4,000 people. Like four, actually, when I posted that thing the other day, I had 4,000 subscribers, and since then I've hit 4,100. It's crazy. That's 4,100 people on the internet that like to listen to my stupid ass. It's incredible to me. Hi. My question is, how can a clam cramp in a clean cramp? What? My question is, how can a clam cram in a cream? What? Hi, my question is, how can a clam cram in a clean cream can? What? Why do you do this to me? Like, did you hear that I was drunk and you're like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna fuck her up? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? I don't know what that means, dude. The fuck? Captain Wet Pants said, speaking of being drunk, this tends to happen quite often to me when I'm drunk. Being angry at completely silly things. So, what's the silliest thing you got or get annoyed by? This is actually, this was like literally just posted. Have a good time tonight. What? Being angry at completely silly things, so what's the silliest thing you ever got and get annoyed by? I don't know. You guys ever have that where you like get mad at an inanimate object for doing something and you're like, I hate you? Like when you're putting your hair up and then the fucking hair tie breaks? The audacity. It fucking pisses me off. What's the silliest thing you ever got annoyed by? I don't know, like stupid shit like that. Like when I think that I put my curling wand on, and I go to curl my hair and it wasn't on, so I have to wait for it to reheat up. Silliest thing you got annoyed by? I don't know, shit like that. I don't can't really think. And then someone else said, can I post a picture of the mess that I make after I've come? And I said, why can you stop asking me to do this? Stop asking me to do that, please. Anyway, so that's it. This is really fucking long, so I'm gonna die now. I am gonna go to sleep and like just thick. Ugh. I'm just gonna take like a thick ass like sleep and I'm gonna wake up refreshed and ready to live my best life. That's a lie. Anyway, this probably wasn't worth your time. I'm very sorry. I'm a mess and I hate my, you guys want to know something funny? One time when I was in LA, my aunt had just gotten a haircut. It was really short, her hair. It was, like, up to her, like, her ears. And why did I say it like that? I don't know what I'm saying. And my cousin kept telling her she looked like Dora the Explorer. And we're coming down this, like, hill. And my cousin kept yelling, swipe or no swiping. And my aunt got really mad. I don't know why I thought of that just now. She was like, swipe or no swiping. Swipe or no swiping. My aunt was, like, so pissed. It was hilarious. But anyway, I'm going to go now because I want to go to sleep. So if you guys didn't enjoy this, I'm sorry. I did it anyway. And, yeah, I think I'm going to go back to, like, looking up acrylic nails on YouTube. Not YouTube, on Amazon. Because my nail broke. And so, like, I was going to cut all of my nails off. But now I just decided that I'm going to buy, like, an acrylic tip and just put it on that fingernail while it grows out with the rest of my nails. So that's what I was looking at on Amazon. Anyway, I don't know what I'm telling you guys this. I'm just going to let you go now. Okay, bye.